You're listening to the Coach's Corner on KGGF. I'm Matt Jordan. Joining me now is the head coach of Labette County High School, Coach Sean Price. All right, Coach, so got a good win on Friday. You guys are now 2-1. Beat a pretty fast, high-paced Field Kinley team. Held them to 14 points. Got the double-digit win. What'd you see from your guys on Friday?
You know, I thought we played a little bit better on the offensive line. You know, and we kind of struggled there a little bit, so we were better. We did a good job of containing also their athletes, I thought. You know, they got hit a couple plays on us. One of them were just missing line. We didn't line up to it correctly, so, you know, that was a little upsetting because that shouldn't have happened. It's one of those things you don't want to happen, obviously, you know. And, you know, and the other, honestly, I'll take the blame on it. I call the blitz, and you know, and I've said before, we will not blitz them the whole night. I didn't want, you know, Logan Kidd, you know, losing contain on him. And, you know, we had him on a 4th and 14, and I called a blitz. And, you know, that was pretty stupid, honestly, because he went for 15 yards and got a first down. So, you know, they wouldn't have scored otherwise. So, you know, it's one of those things. I mean, I'm happy with our kids. I thought we played well. We tackled really well. Not a lot of missed tackles in the game. You know, I thought we controlled it. You know, we were in the red zone twice and didn't score. Then we got one called back, that pick six for, you know, we got called back. So, you know, I mean, you know, it's a progression each week to week. You know, I thought we played better. And we played against a good team this week.
Yeah, and, you know, I thought it was a good game offensively and defensively for you guys. And, you know, Easton Dean is something special, and obviously he's going to play Division One. But man, he just the height, the speed, the you know when he gets out of the pocket, he stays focused down the field. It was fun to watch him.
Yeah, you know he's progressed so much. You know, over the course of the 4 years I've had him, you know, I think when he was a freshman and you know till now, you know even last year now he's a better quarterback than he was last year. He really is. We have a different set of receivers and. And I think that's really where we made the biggest gains, probably is our receivers from week one to week three. I mean, Nathan Smith is just a man out there doing great things. Anthony Lee really showed up this game, and, you know, we got some – and Kel Irwin's been our consistent one all the way through.
And, you know, what I was impressed with was performance by, I believe, Anthony Lee. He came into the game with two catches for 13 yards, I believe, and he left the game with – four more catches, and now he's over 148 yards. He's got two touchdowns, so kind of a under-the-radar kid that really had a big game.
Yeah, you know, he's a transfer for us. He didn't play last year. Here he transferred to Labette County in the fall. He's a Parsons kid, and they had him at an offensive tackle there, and I don't know what they were saying, but, you know, he's a very skilled kid, and I thought he was going to end up doing some really good things, and ironically, before the game and the warm-ups, I told him, let's introduce him to Anthony Lee tonight. You know, and we just had a feeling that he was going to go off. It was a matter of time, you know, and he's just a great kid, great work ethic, and it paid off for him.
All right, and now you head into week four. You got a matchup against a Winfield team. You're at home. You guys have kind of had the luck, I meant luck, but you've had three of your first four games at home or will be at home, and now you've got Winfield coming in who comes in at 1-2.
Yeah, you know, Winfield's they're physically a pretty good-sized team. Got some good athletes. I actually coached there back in 2001, so I'm familiar with the city a little bit. Obviously, the kids weren't in school then. At least I hope they weren't. But, you know, they got some really good athletes. Coach Hibbs, you know, won state titles. Their head coach, he was at Wellington when he won some state titles. So this guy, you know, he brings a lot to the table. And they're a good football team. You know, they're pretty sound. They do a lot of good stuff. So, you know, we're going to have to be very, very disciplined this week as well.
All right. Well, give me some spotlight, a couple more players that might show up this week like you had Lee show up last week.
Yeah, you know, I really look for Chase Evans, our running back. You know, he didn't have a lot of yards, didn't have a lot of carries just because of some of the schemes last week. But, you know, I look for Chase to really step up this week and do a good job. You know, defensively, you know, our kids have just kept getting better and better. Zach McCarty's been solid, I think, you know, been our leader through all there. But, you know, our D-backs are really starting to emerge as pretty good defensive backs. I really expect them to play well this week as well.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck this this weekend. Hope you guys move to 3-1, and good luck the rest of the season as well.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Look forward to talking to you each week.
Okay, thank you.
All right. This has been the Coach's Corner on KGGF. I'm Matt Jordan, and thanks to Coach Sean Price of Labette County High School for joining us today.